welcome to the Full 90 Soccer Time Podcast. Soccer Time, our weekly sometimes look into Seattle Sounders FC. Super uninteresting dad life commentary, a lot of talk about Spokane, and an attempt to understand the hottest soccer league not funded by foreign royalty, MLS. Hey there, I'm Gregor from Mornings on 107.7 The End. Brandon's busy doing Spokane stuff and making pizzas in his wood fire oven or whatever. But it's the final match of the season at the time that we made this episode, and today features a very special guest, one of our first guests ever, and one of our only guests ever. He's a PR professional from the greater Seattle area. He currently works for BBC, but he's had time with ESPN, CNN International. He's Jose Moreno, a PR specialist, but also a dude that I just see being super cool to everyone on the sidelines, taking photos and whatnot, and I'm pumped to be able to have this fun ride with him. It's the final match. I'll set the context for you. It's a Sunday at 2 p.m., the final match of the Seattle Sounders FC season, their first in 14 years of MLS play where they did not make the playoffs. And so we wrap up the season by hanging out for the final match against another team that didn't make the playoffs, San Jose Earthquakes. This will take us down onto the field. So you see, when you're watching on TV, you see the advertising boards. We're standing right behind them. Typically in the south end where the ECS section is. And if you don't know what ECS is, that's like the supporter section where everyone's clapping and making a bunch of noise. Well, we're right there, right in front of ECS. And we kind of make our way around to the sidelines and stuff and hang out and just watch from a bunch of different perspectives and just talk about the game, the access that we have, and a little bit of fun. Talk about Death Cab for Cutie. We declare that Jose is a Hall of Fame sideline savant. That's predicting matches at a rate that would get you to the MLB Hall of Fame. He says he's top 12. That's awesome. I have tremendous gratitude for the experience, for Seattle Sounders FC letting some knucklehead like me get down there and try to do it right. And for Jose for just opening every door, making sure every single person that could possibly have part in this got a part in it, took pictures for everybody. Took pictures of all the players and their families and the celebrations that followed this final match of the season. It's just, I had a great experience, and my friend Jose is just the best. And I hope that he gets the type of credit that he deserves for this type of stuff. But in case he doesn't, I respect you, buddy. And so, yeah, take a listen to this. It's just us on the sideline talking about soccer and photography and the opportunities we have. I'm really proud of what we did, and it sounds super cool and fun. There's some parts that are rough or whatever. It doesn't matter, the sound-wise. The content is top-notch all the time, of course. Anyway, let's jump in now. We go straight to the Broham end of Lumen Field, where Jose Moreno, PR specialist, and myself, Gregor, are on the sideline hanging out, chatting. The subjects
we can head. Start with... No, that's the wrong kind of football, Jose.
Well, you've been around one a lot. Hi, Jose.
Hey, Gregor. How are you?
Oh, I'm good, man. There we go. I was just pulling up some... You're a good guest because you sent me a comprehensive list of topics that you would like to cover. And so here we are. Thank you for doing it.
Listen, I'm trying to make sure that that you get the full experience because it's a beautiful day today. One. And two, yeah. You are a wonderful human.
Oh.
And I'm very happy that we get to share some time together.
That caught me off guard. I'm very... At a time where I'm not getting a lot of wins, that's a nice one to start this off with.
Well, so the fact that I don't have to buy you dinner to say that is even better. So
my character shines. We are in the Broham end of Lumen Field on the what's the name of the lands that are now?
I believe it's Emerald Queen Casino. Emerald Queen Casino Pitch.
Thank you. The Puyallup Tribe of Indians.
At Lumen Field. In Seattle, Washington. That's on the corner of...
Broham and whatever. We are in the south end of the stadium before we do some photography for the final match of the game against San Jose. This is such a great idea you had. You've been bugging me for years to come out and shoot. And I'm like, hey, one of these days. And I finally got my act together. And you're like, and we're going to podcast. And I was like, yeah. That's exactly what we're going to do. That's like the perfect way to just hang out, talk soccer, duck life, watch this stuff happen. Especially from a guy who I see down here for almost every single match all season long.
Yeah, I got to justify my paycheck somehow. So I try to show up to work every once in a while. I don't do it very often, nor do I do the actual work. But today I'm going to make an exception. I was told by my boss,
yeah,
that if I wanted to podcast, that it better sound like I actually meant to do it. That's why you hear the excitement in my voice.
I don't know. I'm excited to see. I think that'll come across regardless. So, yeah, this is the final game of the season, and what a bummer, right?
It's unfortunate. I think more than anything, as a community, we're just so spoiled. Winning is so addictive, yeah. And it's also very difficult. And I've been saying this since they got eliminated. Winning is addictive in a sense that you become very expectant of it.
Yeah.
And much like in your profession, you understand what it takes to get to the next level, whatever that next level up is. And while we were falling short this year, I think there's a lot to celebrate, and I think that's really what I want to talk to you about.
How you doing? We got excitement over here. It's, you know, you see the debate, just like social media is the worst thing ever, first of all. Secondly, you see the debate through it of like, people can't handle that in more than a decade, there's been a season that hasn't gone to everyone's dreams and expectations, right?
Yeah.
And it's, I feel like there's a good chance to take a stop and be like, how cool is it that we get to even have an organization like this to support, or that we've been so spoiled by it, you know? The fact that it's been such a success to this point, and we've never... maybe we've taken it for granted at some points or something, I don't know. But it's like, it's just cool to be here today and know that after all these years, there's nothing to complain about. I got nothing to complain about.
No, I have a relationship with a lot of the boys, and they're bummed. They're disappointed. They're professionals, and that's the difference, right? Between me and you and them, the main difference is that while we all love soccer,
yeah,
we all love getting a paycheck,
yeah,
we can take a day off.
Yeah.
They can't call and say, hey, you know, my sister's getting married. I think I'm going to go ahead and skip the game today. We're spoiled. We're spoiled, and we're spoiled for the right reason. The fans in Seattle that support soccer are some of the most loyal, very ardent, very driven fans, and they deserve to have playoffs in their stadium.
We're here in front of the ECS people that have been here an hour longer than I have, even, and they're already chirping at us and supporting early. It's fun.
Yeah, absolutely. And listen, do I wish we had playoffs? Yes,
yeah,
absolutely. Everybody does. Not just from an entertainment standpoint or from a selfish I get paid to be here standpoint, but from the fact that it's such an economic boost to the area as well.
Yeah. Now, the season has not gone great, except unless you can't count the massive first-time trophy that any squad's ever won. But that part's cool. The Champions League trophy, of course, is what I'm talking about. But we said goodbye to a few people this year that do what you do out here, that stand in here snapping photos for the team and stuff. Ted Warren has been a long-term friend of mine, and Ted chose to go on to another career from the AP to do something else. I've known him since his kid competed in a Rubik's Cube contest with me like more than a decade ago, which was fun. And so it was sad to lose him, but also you guys lost to, who sadly passed, Bob, a photographer. Tell me about this guy, because I don't know a lot.
So Bob was a photographer. I have a very unique relationship with a lot of people where I invite a lot of the people that I get along with here to do charity work.
Yeah.
I like Bob because Bob did charity work with me.
Yeah.
Bob would come out and photograph some of my events. We'd get together and just hang out.
Yeah.
I don't know the reason for his passing, nor am I in a position to talk about it. But I will tell you that is one big loss around this area. And that was a very well-respected man and a very helpful person, too.
Yeah. It's crazy the community that you guys all have together. Standing down here, you all know each other. You all seem to love each other enough and rib each other maybe a little bit here and there. That's a bummer. Whenever part of that goes away, that sucks.
Absolutely. I think more than anything else, I think coming off of the pandemic, we started valuing friendships and becoming more intentional in our friendships and becoming more intentional in telling people that we love them and that we care for them and that they matter. So to have one of those key pieces just all of a sudden be gone, I think was really difficult for a lot of us.
It's like, how did you, like, you've had Big Walt out here, you've had Chief Diaz out here, you've gotten, like, you say you know a bunch of people and stuff like that. How did you get out here? Like, what got you to the sidelines to start shooting?
So I actually used to work for ESPN, and I do PR. So photography is a secondary component to my job, where I do it mostly to stay engaged with the community. I don't have a hard requirement for photography. And I'll be honest with you, I'm a better publicist than I am a photographer. But thank you, that's kind of you. But you know, I'm also very aware of my limitations, and that's what makes me grateful for the opportunity to be out here. I have a lot of relationships with smaller outfits in the region and in the West Coast that from time to time they need images. And they can't afford to purchase them. So what I do is I feed them that stuff on the condition that if there's ever a big story that breaks within their regional area, that they just slide it down.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's a give and take there. That's super cool. Yeah, I mean, I've used a handful of your photos before. You're always like, no credit. Don't credit me. And I'm like, I want to credit you. And you're like, it'll get me in trouble.
Yeah, don't credit me. That's going to get me in trouble. No, it doesn't get me in trouble. What it does is create an expectation for other entities in the area to ask me for stuff. And I do it on a case-by-case basis. You have always been very supportive of not only myself, my friends, Walter, initiatives that we have around the area. But you're also a really real Sounders supporter. I see you at most games, time permitting, of course, especially with your kid. I see you at most games, and I see you sitting in the front. I see you cheering. I see you ride the wave of the ups and the downs. And those are the types of people that I really enjoy interacting with, especially at the stadium. So for you, I'd be willing to do anything. And I'm not just saying that because you got me to photograph Ben Gibbard, which is my number one fan.
I feel guilty about that. I was like, how come Jose didn't get a photo? Like, oh, because I didn't facilitate. I would be a bad PR person.
It's all good. It's all good. That's why you're a better disc jockey than PR person.
I stole from your profession. I'm now a presenter, is what I call myself.
Oh, really? Okay, good. Yeah, absolutely. That's great.
It sounds so classy. I like
it. It sounds very professional. It almost sounds as though we're really employed.
I know. Like, I've always, they say the imposter syndrome. I've always wondered why anyone pays me to do the thing that I like to do. You're talking about Bob being willing to come out and take photos and stuff like that. That's just the thing that we like doing. I know I can't speak for Bob, but like, if someone needs me to do something and it involves my skill set, I'm like, oh yeah, I do this because I enjoy it. Not if I was doing it for the paycheck, I would have done something else already. Let's put it that way.
I always tell people that if I needed to do photography for a living, I'd probably rob a bank first. Because I have great access to banks too. But let's scrub this off the list. Yeah. One thing that I do want to say though is in terms of access, and this goes out to anybody who's listening to us and wants to get an opportunity to do what we're doing today, and that is work your way through the ranks. Volunteer at local high schools, local middle schools need photographers, and the expectations are low, and the expectations are such that the only thing that you're required to do is give your best effort. If you truly want to break it in this profession, you got to have some sort of experience, and you get that by getting reps. It's just like football, it's just like soccer. The more you do, the better.
It's so interesting too that once you can provide an example to somebody who's in the position to say yes or no, you can help. Once you're like, oh, well, I take pictures of the, you know, of the JV soccer team at the high school, and they're like, oh, so you know what you're doing. Great, come on out. We'll give you a shot to be able to help out. It's like not like it's a big, it's not like there's like a huge bar. People just want to see that you're hustling or trying or whatever, something that you've just kind of spoken to already.
Absolutely. And also people want to see the joy in it. People want to see that you actually are bringing some sort of joy to the process. So I recommend that anybody that wants to get the privilege, because this is a privilege.
Oh, absolutely.
Of being standing on the field or being on radio like you are.
There's a million people who think they can do my job better than me, and probably 900,000 people who could do it as good as I do. So it is a privilege that I get to do that, and I like fully recognize that and appreciate it.
And that's the beauty of it. You recognize it. You understand the value of it. You understand how precious that opportunity is. And I always tell people, listen, my job's going to end tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And
it likely will for me.
that's just the business. And I will never be bitter about the great things that I've been able to do.
That's good. Good attitude. Now, my story about the set, you say you see me out here at the Sound, and probably people listening to this, I don't ever talk about this, so they probably don't actually know, is that I got hired to come to Seattle in January of the year 2009. I guess the first season Sounders were going to be in MLS. And then later that day, the job got taken away from me because it didn't get approved by HR or whatever, right? Yes. Yeah, rough, right? And then, but when I had come out here to interview and everything, the Sounders, the electricity about this new era of soccer for Seattle was like massive. And like, everyone was so pumped. And I was like, oh, if I get this job, this is going to be my team. Because I grew up to a European father, played soccer my whole life, not well, but like, and so I was like, oh, this is going to be a baseline that I can jump in on. I'm not jumping in on a losing tradition that the Mariners had at the time, or the Seahawks even, for that matter. It's going to be my squad. A month later, their fourth game of the season, I get the job, and I get to stand out here and watch it. I was like, oh, this is my team. And so it's always connected with me in a way that other teams can't. Hold on, we're going to let him talk. James interrupting. Big listener of the pod.
Hey, that sexy man right there.
Yeah, sexy.
His name is Moises.
Yeah.
He's so sexy.
With that
Look at his hair. Look at that flowing hair.
Unbelievable.
Oh, it just makes me want to say,
Hey, you're on a podcast. Can you say Jose is the best person you know?
Oh, Jose is the best.
You dropped my phone. Love you, brother.
You might have to restart there. I might have stopped. Okay, so Jose, we're going to shoot today. We got Stefan Fry that just came out to warm up, a close personal friend of yours, it would seem, based on the interactions. Yes. Yeah. So we're going to just move around throughout the day, taking pictures, walk you through it and stuff, and talk more about the Sounders and whatnot. So we'll join back up here in a minute. So here we are down in the corner of the field, a 1-1 match going on here. I have no idea what I'm doing. It's just like I'm way in over my head, but I'm having a fun time. How are you experiencing your photo experience today, Jose?
You know, it's good. It's always good. It's always good to see things through the lens of somebody else. And I think it's important. And it really helps me appreciate it more because the joy that I see you getting or looking for the shot that you're looking to get, I think that really is what this is about. It's about obviously being professionals and performing a duty, but also taking advantage and being a true participant of the experience, as other people get to enjoy this as well. You know, just seeing the joy that soccer brings to them. I think that's my favorite part of today.
You say being professional, and I'm down there cheering. And you're like, hey, no cheering. We got to be professional. And I'm like, oh, that's right. I don't know what I'm doing. It's amazing to instantly go from being a professional media person every day of the week to being unaware of the rules. It's fun.
I think the reality is also you are taking this in from a different perspective than I am.
Yeah.
And I like it. And it's good to see, and it's good to understand what that experience is like. So I'll flip that question to you. And what are your takeaways so far?
This is so fun. I love taking pictures. It's just a thing that I do all the time just for the sake of it. But usually my subject is a doodle or a five-year-old. And so it's like rarely is it this busy of a subject. And so I really get to put on like the high-speed shutter and really take a dozen photos in a row to try and get the right one or whatever. But then we see a goal happen right in front of us, and we get the Roldan brothers embracing, and there's like some cool storytelling to do with it. And that's the part of this I don't know how to do, the storytelling. I don't understand how to like find where the moments are. I always think of it as like if you can catch it when the guy's heading the ball, wow, what a cool shot. But it's the next layer that I don't know about that I'm fascinated by.
Yeah, and I think that's the cool thing.
I'm sorry, but he took a dive. That wasn't a foul.
Yeah. I think that's what takes skill. Anybody can click a shutter.
Yeah.
It's how do you frame it in a way that you're sharing with people what really is happening. Anybody can take a picture of a goalie diving.
Yeah.
But where are you able to put that in reference to the build-up or the celebration afterwards?
Yeah, can you capture the moment where the exertion happened? Not necessarily where the save was, but where the pain was. it's just like I've never thought about that before, and so to be here doing that on the side is rad. And then we got homie over here with like a little short, like looks like a 16 millimeter lens on the end of that or something like that, and it's like telling a totally different story than
it is. It is a 16 millimeter lens on that camera, right on the back one.
This is a 22.
Okay, so yeah, but it's telling a whole different story of this experience here. And so it's just like, it's fun to like be able to like, I don't know, just see all the different people doing different things. I see everyone with the same gear as me up and down the field, and you for that matter, but then you see someone that's storytelling a different way. It's just fun. It's a really, it helps you connect to the actual hustle that's happening out there also, as opposed to watching on TV and yelling about like, get back or whatever. I'm like much more interested to see how the game is played. So yeah, it's fun.
Are you, what is your reaction in terms of how the game and the game speed actually does develop on the field?
It's so hard, man. You realize that everyone who thinks that they can get out here and do this, you're like, oh, no, the game is moving.
I'm sorry, you are talking to the Media Match MVP?
Excuse me, everyone else besides okay. You. I got dissed on the Media Match this year.
You didn't get invited?
No invite. All right, here we go, build up play on the right wing there.
Wait, Kelly Schutz from the Seattle Media Market did not invite you?
Could not have been her, no, she's too kind.
Wow.
You know,
I don't know what that's like, not to be invited. So I'm sorry I can't relate.
The poor white guy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's just, it's crazy that how quick you have to be and how, like, I'm watching the game with two eyes. I'm watching one through the lens and one to see where the ball is moving around so I know what to expect the player I'm trying to photograph is doing.
Yeah, and anticipation is the name of this game. So, for example, Nuhu's open in the right.
Yeah,
so we're going to give him the ball. He's going to probably try to give it back at some point. Oh.
I'm waiting.
We got to bring it down. I'm short.
It's way dark. There we go. I mean, it's just too dark to see.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. And also, again, anticipate, yeah. Right? And that's really the key, anticipate. And that's where becoming a fan of the game really helps you.
Yeah.
Or becoming a fan of whatever you're shooting. That's why I'm also very selective in the things that I shoot.
Yeah.
I don't want to be patronizing in my attendance.
Build up from Jordan's being aggressive today, man. It's cool to see.
Yeah, it's really good. It's good to see Nico with the movement. See on the far right-hand side, you know, just opening himself up.
How good is it to see Christian Roldan back on the field, man? Like, he was such a missing piece.
It's really good. Injuries are such an unfortunate part of this game that it really robs you. It really robs you of the experience when you don't have your best players.
Yeah, so there's so much happening in front of us, but then you watch in front of the goal where the ultimate action's going to be, and it's...
I did not like that stagnation. That's what that leads to. When they just stand around, they end up losing, you know, the momentum.
Yeah. So you, like, yeah, just like little things like that. That, like, when you watch it on TV, it's a totally different game. When you watch it in the stands, it's a totally different game. And then now to be trying to capture it for a purpose is really interesting to me.
And I think that's exactly it. You're trying to capture a purpose, right? Being intentional is the key.
Yeah. Oh, that's such a great way of saying it, man. It's also fun, this is like a silly thing, but like, you know everybody here. Like, you go over to, you never have to buy yourself dinner ever again if you want it, right? But like, seeing the people that know me from the radio as an audio medium and walking around down here and people waving and that's...
Yeah, is there a thing for the ego?
No, it makes me feel...
Warm?
Yeah.
Yeah? It's like cuddly?
It's satisfying to, like, I sit in a room by myself and talk to nobody every day. And so to see that there is a connection is makes my job... feel like there's a purpose.
I don't know if it worked. It did not work.
Okay, well, anyway, this is cool learning experience. We'll check back in a little while and see how it's going, okay?
Yeah, well, before we go, though, yeah. I think it's important we say one thing.
Yeah.
How freaking cool is this?
I'm sad it's the last game of the season. It's a perfect weather.
Well, I've been trying to get you out here for a while, so.
Thank you. I'm glad to come out.
All right, we'll be back. Hey, make sure you guys listen to all the advertising because that's what pays for this podcast. And we're back.
Hey, that's my job. I'm hosting.
Oh, and hey, Greg. Yeah. Are we back?
We're back. We're at the standing on the sideline now watching some Sounders soccer in the second half. This is so fun, man. I'm having the most fun I have is watching you be friends with literally everyone. I've only heard you say a bad thing about one thing, and I won't say what it was. but yeah, you just know everybody, and everyone stops to talk to you, and you emotionally tickle everyone.
You know, I'm really lucky in a way that I was blessed with the ability to make friends with people. But more than anything else, I'm very aware that I'm in a very privileged position, and most people don't have the access that I do.
Do you think about how you like also deserve it? Like that you earned it, that you worked hard for it, and that it's not just like, you know, we talk about how it could all go away at any time, but like, it's also not because you didn't work hard for it.
Well, see, but that's the thing though. I think I lucked out. I think there's a lot of people in this world that work harder than I do.
Oh.
And I think the reason why I'm in the position that I'm in.
I probably work harder than you.
Yes. Yeah, no, hey, listen.
I'm just teasing.
No, but you do. And that's okay. And that's okay. Right? I've never been jealous of people who have success.
Yeah.
Just like I hope no one's ever jealous of my success.
Oh, man,
I want what I want them to do though is I want them to come to me and say, hey, how do I get to that point? I love opening doors for other people.
Yeah. And this is a lesson for everybody. You absolutely should go to Jose if you want a door open. Like it's or the Jose of your life or whatever. The person who has it all, ask them because those people wanna I won't speak for you, but like if people think that I have something special, it validates that the thing that's special is something I can share and that everyone can have something special. And that's the essence of life for me, is just making sure everyone has that.
I have a very, very strict rule too. And I'm friends with a lot of players, but I separate my friendships with my job.
Yeah.
And I make sure that when I'm hanging out with my friends outside of soccer or outside of football, that they know that's outside of football.
Yeah.
That when I'm on the field, I'm respectful to all of them. I try to be very mindful of their profession. I don't say hi to players, right? Just because they're working. I wouldn't want somebody to come to me and interrupt me while I'm working. But I also, we're about to witness a goal right here, so hold on.
God, that earlier moment rolled on, hugging was...
There it is, have it!
We're not supposed to cheer. I learned that last half.
Yeah, you did. And now you're better for it. And now you're a professional.
Yeah. Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Yeah.
I can't get over this is so mundane, but I can't get over that it's a 70 degree day in October and we're like just hanging out watching a great soccer match and
your gratitude is what makes it so much better.
Yeah, thanks, man. That's really love it.
Seattle Sounders go up 2-1 in the 49th minute, second half play here.
So we didn't get that picture because we were talking. Also, that was a wonder strike, so I'm good with it.
I think that the magic of having it behind us in the stadium probably speaks volumes.
Yeah.
Was that Lodeiro with a crush? Yeah, it looks like it.
Yeah, that was Lodeiro again. What a fun goal, too. What a very fun goal.
You called it, man. It was a great build-up. Yeah. A couple stabs at it. It was beautiful.
I mean, I don't want to brag, but I'm pretty much like a wizard at saying they might score, and they score like 30% of the time it works 100%.
Hey, that's what Major League Baseball Hall of Fame numbers, so.
Pretty much, I'm a Hall of Famer.
Hall of Fame sideline pundit.
Top 12, but yeah. So we got to be careful here that we don't give up a goal, like, right?
The first 3 minutes between after a goal scored.
Yeah. Also, how cool is it that we're just getting beaten by the sun right now?
I love it.
Yeah.
I've got a fresh tattoo, so I had to cover up, but I wanted to take it off because I'm sweating like crazy. But I would much rather have this than
41 degrees and raining right now.
Yeah, for sure. So, Gregor, I think, you know, while this is a lot of fun, I think there's also something that we failed to mention, and that is the failure by the club to make the playoffs. And we should address it, because in the end, it's more than just a game. It's a tradition of excellence that they're missing.
You know what? To know that you're happy, sometimes you got to be sad. If you want that spectrum, it can't just always be all the best all the time. You have to understand that there's lean times too that make the good times great. And so for a club to let us down that way.
But well, I don't think they let us down. I think they let themselves down.
They let themselves down.
And that's the important thing. We have absolutely no say in this.
Okay, but I would argue also at the same time, though, that they make such a big deal about how important the fan is as a part of the club's history and success, that there's a lot of people who do feel let down. I love sports and the sports narrative, and so, I'm a Formula One fan, and, like, you're only rooting, like, only one or two guys are ever going to be able to be successful in a season, like, consistently, and so you have to appreciate the story, otherwise it's boring.
Okay. I don't see the Sounders as me having fandom, and I think that's where I separate that. I look at it as my job, and I think that's another really cool lesson for you to learn today. How some of us come to sporting events. I mean, I go to Mariner games. I wouldn't necessarily say I'm a Mariners fan. That's a big foul and a yellow card. I don't go to Mariner games because I love the Mariners. I go to Mariner games because it's my job.
Sure. Yeah. Absolutely. I think that there's a lot of people that exist here today that felt let down by the, like, you see all over the social media and stuff, that there's a lot of people that are going to be bummed out by the fact that they didn't.
I'm going to stop you right now because I need you to look across the field. Continental Tire sign straight ahead, 11:49. That pumpkin shirt, the dude in the black. We got to get a picture of that. Come on.
I got the wrong lens for this, but I'm in.
Okay, back to an audio podcast. If you want the visuals of this, go to Gregor's website. We'll load up a storyline.
Also, for the month of October, could the refs wearing orange jerseys not put the jack-o'-lantern on there, too, just for the sake of...
You know what? That's a very good marketing tool. I don't know why they're not picking you up on it.
Oh, we got two keepers wearing orange today? Like, can't do a little Zulily jack-o'-lantern branding?
Do you own a jersey?
Yeah.
Which one?
This year I bought the orange one, and then I took it in to have a little tailoring done, and they destroyed it. So
they did? Should we ask Stephen Fry, at the real Stephen Fry, for one?
Absolutely, we should do that. But it was, I'm a jersey guy. I try to buy the new jersey every year sometimes because of, again, the position I have. Sounders will throw me a bone and send me one, which is, God, that's...
Wait. You get a free jersey every year?
No.
Oh.
Once in a while.
I was going to say. Oh, hold on. My water delivery is here. I love you.
He just walked off. Just walked off to get his bottle of water, dropped off by one of the team staff. He just walks up.
Good D.
Listen, I understand my position of privilege. Completely understand.
There's been a murder.
Danny just got hit really hard.
Good to see Danny's dad here. Actually, Danny's dad is sitting just over from where the jack.
Yeah, straight ahead.
Anyway, let's take a break here, and we'll come back and wrap it all up here when we're later in the game. 3, 2, 1. Oop, I can't snap with that hand. 3, 2, 1. I literally can't snap.
You're not an ambient snapper?
I'm not. Who can't do that? Anyway, exciting times on the sideline here, except for the Sounders just conceded a goal in the 70-something minute.
Rather proper. This guy is super young, by the way. Number 44, super young.
It's like, I like his purple hair. Nice. We're the wrapping up the Seattle Sounders season, wrapping up the podcast here. No one has yelled at Obobese here, number 10.
He's a Portland Timbers former player, and they shipped him off to San Jose, and I'm surprised that no one's yelled at him yet. Anyway, that's how much I follow the game, is that I can recognize one guy on the other team, so, or two. I guess Cade Cowell was the other one. That's all thanks to Brandon, my co-host for this normally, who lives in Spokane, so he can't be part of this today, but yeah. Anyway, thanks for hanging out with me and showing me the ropes out here, Jose.
That's really nice.
Yeah, thank you for coming. Thank you for giving me a new perspective on what it is that I'm doing as well. I really, truly do mean that. I've been able to learn about the game through your eyes, and you know, that's been very refreshing. It's made me more grateful for what I have as well.
Thanks for bringing an extra memory card, because I'm the jackass that didn't have enough space, because I've cleared mine off at home and then left it there, I'm guessing. I'll find that out when we get home, but how annoying.
Would that be considered a rookie mistake, or would that be considered a novice mistake?
I think we could turn back to my college days and we would know what the blame is for that, the damage to my brain that I did as a youth. Kids, take care of your bodies. I'll just say that. Anyway,
before we wrap up, I do want to talk about something.
Yeah.
Can we talk about Death Cab for Cutie?
All day long.
I am so obsessed with Death Cab for Cutie.
Old Ben Gibbard last night, I'll give you some insider thing. I tweeted that I wish I could, this is the one time where I actually wish I was friends with Ben Gibbard, because when we were done with that in session, we shut off the mics, and he said to me, he started talking baseball with me because he knows I'm a fan. And I was like, why aren't we talking about this on the recording? This has been great. And then for them to have made it to the ALDS, I know that Ben was losing his mind on tour somewhere watching the game. And so I tweeted about that, and one of the people in his management team hit me up to be like, if it makes you feel any better, I'm watching with his wife. And I was like, well, not really, but also, it's that small a world in Seattle that, like, just people, all of this, whether it's the sidelines for the Sounders match, taking photos, or rock stars, or shows, or whatever, it's all intertwined, so be cool to everybody, because you never know who's connected to what when you end up watching baseball with a celebrity.
So what's your favorite Death Cab for Cutie song?
Say again?
What's your favorite Death Cab for Cutie song?
Oh, man. I sing I'll Follow You to the Dark, only I say to the dog park as I'm taking my dog, and so I think, and that was my now deceased dog, but yeah, I think that's up there. I don't know, Jose. Like, there's, what's the one that they did the video all in one take? I never remember the names of songs despite my job.
I don't know. Apparently, I'm not that big of a fan. I am, Transatlanticism is my favorite song, and I have a rule in this town. I will always pay for one ticket to one thing, and that is to Death Cab for Cutie. I won't buy tickets for anything else, but I will buy tickets for Death Cab for Cutie.
Yeah, you gotta get it done, right?
Yeah.
That album cover, one of the best photographs on the cover of an album of all time.
Yes, absolutely.
That bird playing in that, red, that beautiful red yarn or thread is incredible. I was just a amateur radio person. I was professional, but I was just a kid doing radio when that came out, and I did the New Music Show on Sunday nights at 8 o'clock, and that was the glove compartment.
Did you know I used to do stuff on the radio with Jordan?
No, what?
On 107.7, I used to come over on Saturdays, and she used to do the radio show at night, the 5 to 10,
yeah.
And Jordan and I would do it on the condition that she wouldn't tell people it was me.
Jordan Silver, welcoming you in.
Yeah, I used to hang out with her all the time.
Oh, that's awesome, dude. I had no idea.
Yeah, so I used to hang out at Intercom at the old building all the time. We used to do Endoroki.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Shout-outs to Neil, the Endoroki organizer. We're still close friends. That's
we need to bring that back.
Oh, absolutely. We just need the budget for it. We got to get a sponsor.
Let me know. Like, I got deep pockets. How much we need?
The sideline photographer money is huge.
Hey, that's because I don't get paid sideline photographer. No, seriously, let's bring it back.
Okay. Anyway, thanks for the opportunity, buddy. I appreciate it. And to Kelly from the Sounders, who made this happen, also excellent. And to Stephen Cleveland for being a cool kid out there. Sorry, he's just the first person I saw. And Anthony, that's sitting next to us, having to listen to all our horse crap, it's nice.
And if you want to find us on social media, you can do it via J.A. Moreno, BBC, SPUS.
Yours changes a lot, man.
Yeah, just look up Jose Moreno. Yeah. I'm the only Jose Moreno in the town.
And Oh, you can find me at Hey Gregor, obviously. And the Full 90 Soccer Time podcast is at full90podcast.com. And I think this is your third time on the show?
Second time. Yeah. I don't get invited very often.
You know what? To be fair, no one does. So.
Oh!
We've had two guests, I think, and you're... No, three. I think you were our first ever guest, maybe? Oh, Zakawani did it once, too. So you're in pretty good company. You and Steve Zakawani.
I mean, Steve Zakawani or media professional Jose Moreno?
Obviously, I take media professional. I'm a media man. Anyway, thanks, buddy.
Thank you.